It's a beautiful day in neighborhood, yes, for bike riding. Hello? Hello? Is this perfect pour?
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Podcast.
We're always on top
of you
this.
Like beer, oh yeah.
I love gold.
Or if you love gold. Just in case.
We are the podcast for you. For gold lovers and beer lovers of the craft. Craft gold.
We love craft gold.
Not like that stupid mainstream.
We don't give a shit about bronze.
Gold. We like a craft, indie craft artisan gold.
Aftermarket gold.
Artisan gold and craft beer. You've come to the right place, folks. I'm Mikey.
This stuff's full of glutton.
I'm Matt.
That was Nick.
Hello.
The glutton guy is Nick. That's Matt. He's also known as the bearded brewer.
Nick Winkle.
We're here to talk about craft beer this week.
Crap.
As all the other craft weeks previously.
I brought the wrong notes.
Crap beer?
That's crap a beer. Podcast.
Barrel aged craft beer.
Nobody has a Budweiser podcast.
Damn it.
Oh, they probably
niche
do.
Niche market.
It's probably funded by
niche, bro.
Budweiser.
Yeah.
They want to pay us the to honestly talk about their beer. We will.
Hey, you guys all podcast, right? You should come in this room. And you're podcasting about Budweiser.
Oh, I guess what you just talking about Budweiser.
Have you heard about the Limerita variant this year?
How many variants are there?
Oh, yeah, there's too many.
Have you the one in the tap room? Could you even go to like Budweiser to the tap room? Do they have like a Budweiser tap room? I know they have a giant.
Does
factories.
Budweiser have a tap room?
Like the Bud tap room.
I'd assume if you could do a factory tour or production tour or whatever that they would probably
But do they have like a hip
sampling.
Tap room?
Four taps. Yeah, four taps.
Bud variants. Yes.
Bud Light.
Bud Lighter.
Bud Light Platinum.
No, they got they got all the lime, all the fruit
and they have,
buds.
They have like a retired section of all the beers that have come and gone, like Bud Zero and Bud Ice.
Clear Bud.
Clear Bud.
Oh, no.
Bud Clear.
Bud Ice. Bud Ice is still a thing.
Don't forget about Air Bud.
If Bud Ice is still relevant, Air Bud.
Every time I go to the warehouse, there's the guys like, I'll take two case Bud Ice, the Budweiser 3-pack, the Budweiser 2-pack, the Budweiser 7-ounce, the Budweiser 25-ounce. And I'm just like, how many different ounce variants of Budweiser do you need?
The Budweiser with American flag.
With no American flag.
The Budweiser with no American flag.
But it's like you could buy a 3-pack of cans in almost any size from 7 to 45 ounces. And then you could buy a 6-pack, a 12-pack, an 18-pack, a 36-pack, a 92-pack, a 1-pack.
Accidentally stumbled onto something craft beer doesn't do, the tall boy 3-pack.
Mission's almost there. They do make the tall boy single.
332s. Wrapped in saran wrap.
The El Conquistador special.
Oh, Lord. Personal beer fest.
Wow. That was your Bud Lights, Budweiser segment there, of the Perfect
Pour. I guess
we
really are a Bud Light.
Yeah, look at that. We did it. And we didn't get paid for it. That seems not right. Well, we were drinking plenty of beers.
We'd like to buy your podcast.
Yeah, hello.
How much? I'll do the money negotiating. If it's for a good dollar, I'll accept it.
Wait a minute. He's selling us out.
If I get $1 million, don't care.
Chicken feed.
All you need is $1 million. Doesn't matter how you get it.
This is true. All right. Well, we drank plenty of beers that were not Budweiser related before the show began.
Well, there was one.
And we... Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You're right. Good catch, Bearded Brew.
We can't let that one go silent.
No. Nope. We started things off with a Founders All Day. Or was that how we started?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Founders All Day IPA. Because we had some left over because the Blue Ox is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And which is quite nice session ale. And we also had the Illinois from Goose Island, a Budweiser byproduct subsidiary.
And for the record, I do not like the 2015 Goose or Bourbon County bottles. Those look ugly to me.
Oh, yeah.
Ugly.
You have gone on record as saying the Bourbon County bottles look ugly.
Hit every branch on the way down.
And as you were.
The Imperial IPA, the Illinois from Goose Island. It's got a cool label. That's why I always interested in it. Especially for you drafting architectural kind of people.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
Very stylistic.
Yeah.
Graphically engineered.
And wow, that thing was boozy.
Booze.
Booze. It got the thumbs down, I think, right?
It was a malt bomb.
It wasn't the worst thing I've had in the world. I would imagine it to be better in a Rebel IPA, but I can't compare them because I've never had a Rebel IPA.
That's right. Our
the streak continues. The
streak continues.
That's all I have to go on.
Yet to knowingly had a Rebel IPA. And a Cali Creamin from Mother Earth. We also had that because we needed for to science. See make for science reasons. Yes. Because producer Becky, she has a nose for skunkness. So any sign of skunkness, she's like, "Pah, this is skunked. I don't want any part of this." So she believes the six pack of Cali Creamin, which is partially gone on to Beer with Friends podcast, was skunked. And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know. Because at first I didn't think it was, but then she had it in my, you know, the power of suggestion. I'm like, I think it is skunked. It's she's right. True. So I asked the brothers here, is it in fact a skunked six pack of Cali Creamin?
Busted.
I think it's okay. I've had some bad beers in my day, and it didn't. The obvious ones are if it were to foam out of the can, there'd be some infection. If it had cardboard or acidic or, you know, oxidized flavors or any, and I didn't pick up anything like that. So either my palate is not as sensitive. Mm-hmm. Or there's just nothing there. I mean, it's a month old. And cream ales, they kind of last, so.
All right, it's been decided. It's a good beer. If you have not tried, you should try.
Oh, yeah. Must try.
Bearded Brewer brought this one.
Mm-hmm.
Clown Shoes Brewing Mango American Kolsch, which, you know, at first does not sound super awesome to me. I'm just like, I'm not a big mango fan, not a Kolsch fan.
What about label buy?
Awesome label. It's got an old dude, which I guess, I don't know. He's a clown.
Do you like old dudes?
Some old clown who also may be a mango farmer. I don't know.
On pepper ball?
He's just biting a big old mango, and then there's mangoes all around him. It's like a mango party, and it is a cool label. It will look good on our wall.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing else? You mean if it makes it to the wall?
Yeah, if it makes it. But, oh, man.
Bearded Brewer's going to eat the bottle.
Not liking a mango and Kolsch setup. I like this.
Whoa.
Kolsch's, I mean, if you look at our beer wall, there's probably one Kolsch over there.
Yeah, big Kolsch.
Which would be the Coachella Valley. We had the Coachella or whatever.
Yeah.
That'd probably be one of the only ones that we drank, and it was probably just because it was new. And the second one and the one we enjoyed would be this mango. So PSA. Put mango in it, guys.
The more you know.
We're getting the Recco. I would like to see.
No Sudworks Kolsch's up there?
Sudwick Kolsch.
I don't know if we've had their Kolsch.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's possible we've had a canned Kolsch. Archer have? No.
No.
Wouldn't have been Golden Road.
Golden.
Maybe there is a canned Kolsch that we've
had. Scotty, have we had a canned Kolsch?
It's got
to
be.
This guy's trying to pull together records.
No, Old Chico, that's not it. The Westbrook? No, that wasn't a Kolsch. That was a...
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Mike Hess? Sorry. Did we have a Kolsch from Mike Hess?
Does Mike Hess have a Kolsch?
Hashers.
We've probably had two or three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kolsch doesn't have much room here.
But this is ranking number one. Yeah. And now, have you ever tried a mango IPA? I'm thinking that might be all right. I'm thinking it seems like Sculpin, when it was all IPA day, that Ballast Point might have had a Sculpin.
Mango Sculpin.
I think I might have seen that at the tap room on the internets.
Mm-hmm.
They probably had a kumquat too.
I would think that might be good now that I'm enjoying this mango Kolsch.
Juniper? Anybody for juniper?
Have we had a Kolsch from Anchor?
No. Maybe. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we are recommending this Clown Shoes Mango. And then to finish off the pre-tailgate drinking,
the
Heretic.
Pre-tailgate tangent.
Where is Clown Shoes from anyway? They're back east,
New
right?
Mexico?
They're eastern.
I'm guessing New Mexico.
I always assumed eastern, but maybe
Mercury,
even Florida.
They're M.A.
Maryland?
Meh.
Brewed and bottled by Mercury Brewing Company in Ishbwich, M.A. I don't even know how to say that.
Yeah, back east.
Damn it.
It's IPSWICH. Ipswish.
Google me down.
And to finish it off, Heretic from the Bay Area. Shallow Grave Porter.
Which is actually pretty drinkable.
It was very good.
Massachusetts.
We still got some. It's still
Heretic, even not to be confused with Evil Twin.
I know, I do confuse them.
Which they both have. I think Heretic has an Evil Twin, yeah. And I think Evil Twin has a Heretic. I think that exists.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, Heretic has the Evil Twin and the Evil Cousin.
It's quite a nice porter.
IPAs.
This would be something I'd buy.
I've had this, believe, barrel-aged at Libertine once before.
Oh,
that'd be a good place to get
Libertine.
That.
Oh, man. I'm ready to go back there. They just started following them on Twitter. They've got a Twitter now.
Nice.
Libertine.
But the regular version is still really good.
Where did you get that Clown Shoes bearded brewer?
Fig Tree.
Fig Tree had that?
Yeah, he just got it in. I was on my way to get lunch. And so I was like, oh, I haven't been to the Beer Rock shop in a minute. And I looked down at my phone, he just posted Talbuku cans back in stock. And I was like, motherfucker.
I'm right here.
So I went across the street and I walked in. And it was like, it looked like he was talking to like five different people. And like, he just dropped his shit and like tackled me by the time I made it back to the cooler. He's like, oh, did you see the post? And I was like, yeah, I'm here to get Buku and nothing else. It's before payday.
Don't talk to me.
And he's just like, well, I got this Lagunitas Imperial. And they're like, nope, don't want that. And he's like, well, and I got this. And he's all got these Port Santa's Little Helper. And I was like, it's too early for Christmas. Don't talk to me about that.
Oh, you hear that? He's got Santa's Little Helper.
And
woo.
And then he's just like, and I got this mango Kolsch from Clown Shoes. And I was like, what?
Son of a bitch.
And I was like, I'll consider this if you give me the price point. And he's like, it's $6. And I was like, okay.
I'm wondering if he gave it to you for $6 or if that's what everybody.
He went over to the sheet and he typed the calculator. So it looked like it was pretty official.
Okay. Wow. That is definitely worth that.
Abacus.
All right. Now we're caught up on our drinking. Let's get into some culture.
And good night.
Craft beer culture. As we open a new beer.
I'm excited.
Dun, 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 bum, bum,
I
dun.
Love gold.
Oh, man, that happened right over the opening. Didn't mean for that to happen.
What did you trigger finger over there?
Yep. Well, I don't have my normal board tonight, this week. Don't say tonight when you're podcasting.
Oh yeah, this morning.
This general time because you.
Oh my goodness!
Maybe listening to this at any time.
I hope you do love Golden Road.
What the hell we got here?
This is a gifted beer from Kevin Brookshire and Sam, his girlfriend. They were down in LA recently, and so. He was just like, he's all, you've probably had everything from Golden Road. And I'm all, yeah. And while there's probably a couple things that I wish were fresher, like I can't say I've ever had an in-code 2020 IPA and stuff like that. And then he's like, I found two you haven't had. And so this was one of them.
Wow.
Citra Bend. Made in L.A. Yes. 6.1.
L.A. Home of the movie.
They don't give you, like, the style. You're just like, this is a beer. Freeways.
It almost tastes sessionable, and it does have some citrus flavors to it.
Land of freeways and smog. What else do you think about when you think of L.A.?
Beaches, bro.
Beaches. Hot beaches.
Yeah.
Slutty
girls,
beaches.
Girls, lots of girls.
House of Blues.
Disneyland.
That's Anaheim, bro.
Why doesn't anyone have any Disneyland? Because you're too scared of Disney suing you. That's if you come any close to naming your beer Disneyland rights. The Matterhorn.
You
could name your beer the Matterhorn. Yeah. Get away with it. That's a geographical mountain.
Unless
what? Okay, guys, don't spit this out.
Space Mountain.
Don't spit out your beer right now. But I just looked up the description. It's classified as an American pale wheat ale.
Wow. Is this like Blue Moon's white IPA?
I guess.
They disguised the wheat. They tried to slip a wheat in on me. That's why they didn't say what it was.
Mm-hmm.
You son of a bitch.
Let's just put Citra on it.
Golden Road. They'll all buy it.
For Citrus Bend, we put our house Hefeweizen wort before fermentation and pitched it with our American ale yeast to produce a crisp, light-bodied wheat beer. We then dry hopped it with generous amounts of Amarillo and El Dorado to give it the beer aroma.
To try and drown out the wheatness.
Of fresh lemon zest is what they were going after, which it kind of has a lemony, citrusy flavor to it, which Amarillo and El Dorado are two very good hops. So that's weird that they got Hefeweizen wort, which is built a certain way, rolled oats or whatever you want to.
They put bananas in there,
rice
right?
holes or.
They have monkeys throw bananas in there.
Bananas.
In the bright tank section of the brewing process. Sure.
Brewed with natural monkeys.
That just sounds like somebody was bored. They're like, I accidentally put ale yeast into this instead of the wheat yeast. Let's write it out.
Oh, there's the name of the beer. Write it out.
Write it out.
I've heard the Golden Road. There's like this, it's like a 14-story building, and then there's like the group of guys that sit in this tower that overlooks the whole brewery.
Wow.
And they kind of just stare at a computer. God.
They're pervs. It's dude. Like they just watch pervs. Everyone.
Everything.
Watch for chicks to come into the brewery. Yeah.
I've heard Golden Road is pretty automated and it's computer based, which a lot of big breweries
automated
do that.
And computer based.
So. Oh. AB InBev is going
to
buy
I need
them.
This beer to be 6.2%.
Mm-hmm.
They brew it the hard way.
Thank you, Hal.
We need to hit our gravity on this beer.
So I don't know. I mean, they could do whatever they want. If they make good beer. I wouldn't care if monkeys made it.
Yeah. You're saying Golden Road is next to be bought? That's what you're claiming right now,
Sounds
Nick?
Like they already are. They've already fallen to Skynet.
With Lagunitas coming in, it's possible that somebody in L.A. could just sell out.
Somebody's like, I'm out. Lagunitas is here.
No, Lagunitas is kind of no fucks given right now. They're like, well, let's open up this big-ass brewery.
Hey, guys, want to open a big-ass brewery? I don't give a fuck.
Let's make craft soup.
Should we open a brewery 6 hours?
Let's take over Chicago. Yeah. Sure. Let's take over L.A. Why
Some people
not?
Are like, let's open a brewery 3,000 miles from our brewery. And then Lagunitas is like, let's do 6 hours. Call it good.
We take over West Coast. You get no room. All right, well, what's going on in the... Whoa, wow. guys,
woo.
We're okay. We're
it's
not
hot.
Dying.
It's hot.
What's going on in the culture?
We need to ground that kid.
We need some ground.
Beer culture, there's one I know the brother will be excited for.
No.
It's narwhal season.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
The season of narwhals.
The Sierra Nevada posted today on their Instagram. They're all... oh, we were in the gift shop today. No, this showed up. Narwhal. And so I was like, okay, so I mean, that gives us about 2 weeks and we'll start seeing some narwhal pop up.
Trickling out to the stores.
And everybody has to start buying their barrel-aged narwhal in 2 months.
Narwhal. Do you guys have any narwhal aging?
Yes.
You both do?
I think
I have. What years?
Last year's. So I guess it'd be 2014.
Do you have... Nick scoffs at your 2014.
I have a 2012.
Whoa.
I either have two narwhals or... 2012
considered a good year?
Super old, bro. That's the first year I've seen it in Fresno. So... Might not be old by Sierra Nevada standards.
So maybe like the mayor should have it with you.
Yeah, like with the key to the city.
Yeah.
And for ceremony.
For aging this beer, Nick.
We present you
the key to the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Patiently waiting.
Another thing in the craft beer culture was both Fig Tree and Maroa Shell have posted from Ballast Point that they got homework series, which if you go to Ballast Point, yes, you've had all their core beers. If you go to Stone, chances are you're going to get a Stone IPA or a common beer of theirs because you're at the fucking Stone Brewery.
Nah.
Actually, Stone Brewery, they have like a lot of other beers.
Yes.
Other beers. I've had like one Stone at Stone.
I went to the official Stone and I had an enjoy buy. It happened.
Yeah.
But I went to Ballast Point, I was like, I've had Sculpin, I've had Victory at Sea, I've had all these. But then there was like, here's our homework series beers, which are things that should not exist. And that was like 40 taps. Damn. And so we actually, the first homework series 22-ounce bottle has hit town.
Yes.
So I'm hoping that means if we're selling so good at Ballast Point, now maybe we'll get... you know, the homework series, and maybe when the canned cocktails come in, you know, into distribution, maybe we'll get those too. So I'm hoping that's a good, we'll get deeper into their catalog.
Shift it forward.
Yeah. Or shift it in reverse. Foreign or domestic. Cannot be my service.
God damn it.
Yay. Ballast Point.
If anybody would like a barrel-aged narwhal update.
An update now.
Update.
We've already got an update.
Doss Beer House has some of the last... Is it last year? Was it 2014? Or did it come out early this year? Anyway, the narwhal barrel-aged, there's a few bottles left at Doss Beer House.
I thought narwhal was 2014 because I thought Bigfoot was this year.
Okay.
Were they hiding it? Or has it just been sitting there?
I have a feeling because they're in acquisition... Or wanting to be an acquisition, they're just putting everything out.
Yeah. We got tired of kicking this in the back storage room. So. Yeah. Well, you know, if you sell good beer, people will show up. So,
hey.
Yes.
That's always a good tactic.
I've actually been seeing some more DOS Buzz this past week. I don't know what that means. Maybe I'm just paying more attention.
There's two crafty guys there, Sorgs and Skip. They're not afraid of the craft beer.
Skip.
Lord Silverback.
I'd like to have Lord Silverback back on.
All right.
Silverback.
Oh, hey, guys.
Back.
What else? You got some culture stuff, Nick.
Hello. Have you guys seen or heard? Okay, my two favorite things. Sadly, I can't go to this, but damn it, this sounds freaking awesome. Sudworks. Out of Davis, California.
Yes, in the Northern California area.
They've been pimping an event for this Saturday, August 15th, if you're hearing this podcast in time. Davis Bikes and Brew Festival.
Oh, that sounds cool. Is it motorcycle?
No, bicycles.
Oh, now we're talking.
Well, yes.
See, I always hear bikes and brew. I'm like,
motorcycles.
They have a freaking bicycle in their label, sir.
It's not the bear on bike, yes. Rides a bike.
It's not that kind of bike, but they do like bikes.
This isn't Altamont. It's a Davis. So, and I guess it's part of a beer week that they're having.
Okay.
I I wish I read more into this. I just found out about it. But there, so Saturday is the main event.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the Central Park in Davis. And I don't know if you guys have seen the artwork that they're putting out for this. The artwork is almost as amazing as the event sounds. Really? Yeah.
I know. I always like the labels, so
yeah.
Maybe they're using the same kind of people that do their labels.
For their poster for the event.
Right.
They're doing a countdown. Every day they put out a new one, 4 days until, 3 days until.
Oh, okay.
And the drawings that they're using for this is really, really cool.
Yeah.
So that's happening. Also, locally, I don't know how I feel about this. It's the Fig Festival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fresno has a fig fest.
Right.
We're a big fig producing area, the valley.
Number two, probably to raisins.
Number two.
Number two. Who does number two?
Almonds have like risen up.
Yeah.
Almonds have probably passed up.
Fuck almonds. And their high price point.
Almonds take a gallon of water per almond.
Almonds take a gallon of water, okay?
Oh, my God.
I just wish almonds weren't that expensive. You could get it like a...
They are delicious.
You get a 5 gallon bag of sunflower seeds for $2, and you could get a 10-ounce bag of almonds. Yeah. I have to buy fucking Frito-Lay almonds from the gas station.
A lot of the almonds
affordable?
A lot of our almonds go to Asia. I don't know what that's about, but...
Dollars.
Our almonds are big in Asia.
Yep. Fresno's almonds are big in Asia, bro.
Oh, where's the t-shirt on that?
Yeah. We could get into a whole ag thing we don't need to get into, but.
Oh, yeah. So, anyways, there's a fig.
They don't
festival.
Take as. They're not as bad as people make them out to be. Okay. Almonds. Oh, they don't figs? Take as much Ammons? Water.
Figs look exactly like the thing you don't want them to look like.
Figs are cool, bro.
Yeah. They also look like a scrotum.
Yeah, well, they do.
That's what makes them cool. Mm-hmm.
But there's a fig festival, and they're touting that they have craft beer. Huge air quotes for the non
people
in this room. Gigantic air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping it's not the top one brewery that advertises that they brew with figs.
Oh, they'll be there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you confirming that, Bearded Brewer?
I've heard there's going to be at least two breweries, one of them being Tyva Sequoia.
Two breweries.
And the second one will be...
a brewery.
It'll be W Brewing, which happens to use a lot of farming produce into their beers. This Fig Festival used to be in Fig Garden Village.
Yes.
But now I've heard this year is at Fresno State.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But if you go to Fig Garden Village, they still have signs that say this Thursday fig gig.
Oh.
They have a fig gig.
Yeah, fig gig is they do in the summer.
So I'm wondering if, I didn't know if that was their answer to the Fig Fest moving or
no,
if,
they've done the fig gig forever. Yeah.
That's like, they usually have a band, usually jazz or blues.
They'll shut out in some parking stalls and put a stage up. And, and sometimes there'll be a beer garden.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Back in the pre-craft beer revolution, you know, we would
pre-elbow
go there
room
when it was just beer. And we were like, beer garden.
Beer.
Beer. I can drink in this section that has tape around it.
Yeah, but it's a parking stall, so it's a little different.
It's in a parking lot, but now I have cones around me, so I can drink.
Those pylons and that awkward green mesh.
Yes. look at me in my beer garden.
If my arm is over the mesh, I can still talk to my buddy who doesn't drink.
He doesn't drink.
Or
some 18-year-olds on the other side of the mesh. Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, baby, you like me because I drink
look
beer?
Look at me, I'm in the, I can drink beer, huh?
Yes.
Pretty cool, right?
My beard fooled them.
I got limo, jacuzzi.
Oh, you must be great success.
Yes.
Hey, you kid, can you give me a slice of pizza from the Mianettes over there?
Hey, kid, come here. I'm pretty big shot here in my beer garden. Hey, go give me a fucking piece of pizza over there.
Here's a quarter.
Hey,
Get yourself a Jamba Juice on the way back.
Don't fucking give me the side eye, motherfucker. I'm here in the beer garden. I'm a big shot, okay?
That's right.
I just want a calzone, okay?
Hey!
I'm going to get my Ford Tempo after this and ride home, all right? Don't give me
I got
stink.
A Taurus. It's got a Hemi.
I got a Mercury Topaz.
It's the car of the future, they say. The car of the future.
And no, it's not Topaz. It's white. Because topaz is a color.
I know, you forgot the after the so they know it's a joke. Like, you got to hit them with the tiptoe through.
I saw that in real life last summer.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Mercury topaz?
Jersey. No, no Jersey. I wish. I saw a topaz in real life.
Vintage.
Dude, look. It's a topaz. Yeah? We're seeing a fucking topaz. Look at it.
The plastic's not discolored or anything.
Topaz. I think I towed a Mercury topaz once because the tire started to separate.
Wow. Not the car? The car didn't start to separate?
No.
Okay.
And I towed it back to Kerman, if you can believe it.
Tire separation problems.
I towed it to, like, it was like Belmont and Dickinson, and I towed it to Kerman, if you can believe it. That's where all the Mercury topazes exist.
That's a lot of there's a topaz graveyard in Kerman.
Topaz Central.
Just so you guys know. Oh, one thing I want to cover before we get to our voicemails. Oh,
no, I'm not done talking about topaz.
Modern times.
What? Modern times.
They officially are planning to expand statewide. Yes. California statewide.
Yes, bring it.
That means us too, right? Because we're in California.
We're in the state. Wait, did they say five of the six California states?
They go five of the six. Central, not for you.
Apparently Bakersfield.
If you're north of Bakersfield, then you're screwed. Nope, but they are expanding modern times. They are installing 4 240 barrel fermenters, 360 barrel bright tanks, and 4,700 barrels total. So many more barrels are going to be coming out of modern times. And so by 2016, they will be. They plan to cover the state in modern times.
If they can do it, that's good. I mean, if they have hop contracts and they could afford that much product, that is the best thing in the world. I think Tioga's pushing 10,000 barrels. So if they're pushing 400,000, that's
47,000.
Oh, 47. That's and they're 2 years old. Uh-huh. On their second year, they got health coverage for their full-time employees. They have grown tremendously.
Yeah.
And they're doing it right. Either they have the right investors or they're just people are like, oh, we believe in you. Here's a loan. Whatever they're doing it right. And they will take over in what breweries have been trying to do in 20 years.
What if they have some weird hop conservation brewing process where they conserve their hops? Like, they're like water shortage friendly. Wouldn't that be weird if they were... I don't know.
If they're dicks?
They're just too smart. Yeah, what be weird if they're dicks? They're just. It seems like turns they're too out smart. They're just
total dicks.
They're on a different craft beer level. I think they're doing something. There's something going on there.
Something's going on. With
Strange
them.
Things are afoot at the Circle K.
What the hell, dude?
Why is there no Circle K brewery?
God yeah, damn. Really.
Circle K. I would buy that beer.
Voicemails.
Oh, really?
Do you like voicemails? We like voicemails.
I'm not over talking sometimes. About modern times.
Sorry.
No, I'm still trying to get some Mercury Topaz business back in here.
Well, we'll get that on the after show.
Modern
right
times,
now,
Topaz IPA.
Yep. We're talking about voicemails. 559-492-0542. If you call that number, you'll get options of leaving us a voicemail. We like voicemails. Anything you're talking about in your city, in your mind, in your head. When you're drunk, it's midnight in your house and it's a Tuesday and you're bored, go ahead and call us.
That just makes you want Chinese food leftovers.
492-0542. And this week we have one voicemail. It's got to be. It just has to be.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? Driving.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that when I went on the pub crawl, I really should have done a voicemail from the pub crawl while we were on the tour bus,
right?
Drinking, and I could have said, "Hey, I'm drinking and driving," but I wasn't really driving. I was just being a passenger, kind of like driving is riding. I could have said, "Hey, can you hear me? I'm riding, drinking." So yeah, it was really fun, and we were the last, kind of the last stop. with a Tap It. And yes. I got a pair of underwear from Tap It that says, what? Tap It on the underwear. Everybody thinks I got it for myself, but I got it for my girlfriend, okay?
They are female booty shorts.
People think that I got that for myself. But anyway, you have a great word, Gavin.
Yeah. Scotty B. My uncle-in-law was on that same pub crawl. He was telling me
worlds are colliding.
He was telling me about it.
Scotty B.
He didn't say anything about Scotty B. Oh, he doesn't God know who Scotty B was. But he didn't go like there was some really awesome guy on there. I wish I knew his name. No, but
he could have gone, there's some loud asshole on this bus.
That's hilarious.
Hey, guys, come try this IPA in the back of the bus.
he's Becky's uncle. He's awesome. He's of the old generation of craft of home brewers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He is that old generation of, fuck these new guys with their stupid sour beers. and he's just like, can you make a good pale? Make me a good pale and I'll be impressed. I don't give a shit about your sour beers, your all this bullshit. Make a good pale. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
So he's of that generation of homebrewer and beer. So
I'd
he was
to shake
like
this guy's hand.
He was like, he was not all that impressed. Like he's been on many a pub crawl, so he's just like, man, this is all kind of man to me.
Been here, done that.
Been here, done that. I know he was complaining about one of the slow brew. One of the they do this pub crawl from Fresno. Get on a bus in Fresno. You go, and the first stop was at Firestone.
Of course.
Like, yeah, that's cool. Firestone. We had a good, some nice beers. They don't go to Barrel House. I'm like, well, you went to Barrel House next. He's like, no, we went to The next stop was in San Luis Obispo.
Party foul.
And it was some bar in San. He was like, oh, some stupid hippie bar. I don't know what it was.
Motif.
and then they went to Tap It, and then some. I guess that was like only the things on the schedule, and then like the driver was like, hey, you want to go to another bar? And like wasn't on the schedule or something. Nice. And I was like, yeah, fuck it. And he's like, whatever.
Yeah.
It was just hilarious to just talk to the different generation of craft person, where I'm like, oh yeah, what was the other bar? He's like, I don't know. It's some fucking stupid bar. You know? Like he just doesn't give a shit about the geekiness of it. He's just like,
not one lager.
Just make a good beer, asshole. That's his philosophy. Mm-hmm.
Hey, fuck face.
Yeah. Just fucking make a good beer. So thanks. Thanks, Scotty B. 559-492-0542. PerfectPoorPod.com if you ever forget. Any info you need. PerfectPoorPod.com. And I've been blogging a little bit.
You have been.
I've been trying to keep up. I've done two blogs a week for the past couple weeks. So two posts a week. So there's a little bit of blogging going on the blog site. So, looking out. Or no, wait. Big Cot. We're in Big Cot.
Word.
Pull out your untaps.
Mm-hmm.
He said untap people.
Dorktown untapped. Else. Yeah, pull out your untap. So you can pull out whatever you want to pull out.
Pull out your piece of advice.
And see what we've been drinking the past week that would be of interest to anyone. And I will just go.
Kick it off, Mikey.
I will just kick it off. Here, I bought a sixer of Easy Jack because I went into Whole Foods, and I'm still like for basically a month straight I've been disappointed going into Whole Foods it is just stagnant.
What's the new guy's name? Steve?
I have no idea. Because
if you go over to Bobby's wall, Bobby's name is crossed out and it's all Steve's beer wall or Carl or whatever his name is. And so that Scott, I think it's Scott actually.
Hey, you guys looking for a beer or something?
So if it is Scott, that's who you have to go yell
guy.
At.
He's probably a wine guy.
Yeah.
Because it's just kind of been stagnant there. So I was like, well, I need to have... just for the week, I just need to have a couple beers to have before I go to bed. And the cheapest thing was like an Easy Jack six pack. So
there you go.
I've been nursing that all week. And I did have a St. Archer Mosaic.
How dare you?
IPA.
St.
That was nice.
St. Miller.
St. Miller. And an all day IPA left over from Blue Ox gifting us.
Leftovers are great.
I had a quiet week of drinking.
As
opposed to this episode.
I heard from Kevin, which is the Kevin Brookshire, the guy that donated the Golden Road beers.
Yes.
He actually said he went to the Whole Foods in LA and it had just as disappointing of a beer selection as Fresno. And he was just like, he went in there for like two or three things and they were like sold out of it. He's like, oh, maybe they get Modern Times and like they had one thing or so, just something like that. It was, he's like, oh, they're in LA. They should probably have everything in the brewery. And it was probably just like the broken bottle of sour in the rye or something. Just,
dang,
he was disappointed. Dude. So I was like, yes, there's another Whole Foods in the world that sucks like ours.
Yay.
Suckage.
What have you guys been drinking this week?
Somebody. Beer.
Well, what, Senor? Oh no. The bearded brewer has opened his mouth. It is his turn.
His tongue fell out. He pulled out
earlier this week. I finished my last snapshot. It was much more citrusy than I remember it. Still good. I opened one of my Vanilla Otis, which is a very exceptional beer.
Oh, yes.
I went to the Goldsteins last night, and I had a Dragoons, which is a dry Irish stout on nitro from Moylan's.
Mm.
So I thought Mikey would like that. I had Rush Hour from Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company, and that was beautiful, fresh Rush Hour.
How? That beer doesn't exist.
Huh. Then I had I looked to the bartender and I was like, I want an Easy Jack or I want a Hop Notch. And he's like, well, the Hop Notch is about out. So there'll be some extra stuff in the glass. You could get some hop sediment or we could get to the next thing. And so I was like, well, if you need to kick a keg, I'm the guy to help you out. So I had Hop Notch. I had the Carl Strauss Mosaic, also just as beautiful on draft as in bottle.
Oh, yes, I agree with that.
And while I was there, the Sherman kicked, and so they changed the hop filter. They put fresh Simcoe hops in the Randall filter, and they put on double dry hop Sherman. So I had
DDH with fresh Simcoe.
Double dry hop Sherman run Randall through Simcoe hops. It is quite honestly the most beautiful thing that I've ever had.
Wow.
DDHRH.
Man. So. Where for this Randall, where is he from getting the hops? Do you know, like
through Ben Como's, I believe.
Are they pellets or fresh
whole cone?
Whole cone hop. Like, is that how you do it with a Randall? No, you don't do pellet.
Yes, because essentially the there's just a perforated straw that goes down the center of the filter, and that's what picks up the beer.
Oh, so okay. I
would imagine if the hop is broken down too much, it would just cake and clog.
Yeah.
So the whole cones, even though some people argue that the whole cones, it's not easily accessible to the Lupulin or whatever, the Humulus, whatever you want to call it. Whatever the active ingredient in the hop, they say it's not accessible whole cone, but Sierra Nevada hops with whole cones, so, go fuck themselves.
Essential oils.
But if you put your essential nose in that bag, big, and I guarantee you, if you guys go down there tomorrow and you get a double dry hop that's fresh hopped, it will taste different. It'll be smoother.
There you go, Mikey. Get the real Randall experience.
I gotta get in.
Maybe you got an old Randall.
Yeah. When I Randalled before it was old.
Maybe the hops
like,
were
spent. How old's your Randall, bro?
Yeah.
And they did say that they change the hops every keg. So.
Okay. That's all I was wondering, too. Like,
that's a lot
when
of
do
beer.
You change your Randall?
5 gallons through a Randall.
15.
Oh, they're 15s?
Half barrels, bro.
Okay.
Goldstein's doesn't play around.
Yeah, but I wouldn't put 15 through one Randall. That seems like too much.
So the Randall's, it's about as tall as a 22-ounce bottle.
Too much beer to put through one Randall.
And it's probably about a 4-inch diameter. So there is probably... Anyway, there's probably about 3-4 pounds of hops in that. Mm. That's a lot of hopping to go through.
Yeah. No, I don't know about this. All right. It's like an air freshener.
So my arms are folded. kind of scoffing. I'm like,
so there's, I don't know. There's the debate. How long do hops last with beer run through them?
It's like an air freshener. First day, it smells great.
Yeah.
2 weeks, you're like, oh, I forgot I had this in here.
Yep.
All right.
And other people get in the car and they're like, oh, I still smell it.
Yeah, but I mean, no, they could go bullshit. Through a keg as soon as...
Don't be nice to me.
You know,
you can't smell anything.
Okay, think about it. A 15-gallon keg.
Yes.
It's about 120 draft pours.
Right.
So if 50 people walked in there and ordered 2 beers, that would kick the keg.
Right, right.
And so
your math is correct. So
you're probably guaranteeing that they're probably going through at least a keg a week on their half barrels consistently through the taps. Yes, there's 45 options, but there's more than 50 people that go in there.
I'm not saying the beer is getting old in a week. I'm saying the Randall is spent in sooner than 15 gallons.
So you're saying quantity of beer going through it, not the amount of time that the hops have been submerged.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I
agree with that.
I'm saying 50, what's 5 gallons? 40 beers?
Yes.
I'm saying 40 beers that Randall spent. And then you're just...
There's only so much flavor that can come out of one hop, right? I mean...
A fresh hop. Because it takes like 8 pounds of fresh hops versus 2 ounces of condensed pelletized hops. Mm-hmm. To brew a beer. So it's like there's a pretty big difference in amount of hoppage.
But yeah, I can see that argument. But in the same time, the poundage of hops compared to the gallons of hops, they're pretty potent. So I would still think that a fair amount of hops would last 15 gallons.
Oh, yeah. No, a fair amount.
Say,
what is that fair amount?
On the home brewing scale, I don't know. I mean, I understand that the beer's running through. Maybe it does wash out the potency in the beginning and it trickles down. But I could still see that the Randall being equated out to last a keg.
Chinese explosion.
There's enough hops in there to last 15 gallons. I would think that's something that's... Because this specific Randall, I think, was inspired by Dogfish. So I would think that they would do some sort of research to say...
Dogfish, you could be run so a cake crazy.
I don't know. That's my opinion. I think it lasts.
All right.
There it is. We tried to figure out more than anyone else could try to figure out.
The brothers debate. Maybe somebody can call in and correct us and say, you guys are assholes.
Shut
this is how it's done.
That's a new spinoff podcast, The Brothers Debate. It's part of the Dorktown Network.
Master Debaters.
I love gold.
Are you trying to say something, Mikey?
Love gold.
We need to move on.
Well, we have Nick. I don't think Nick has been caught drinking. We need a new beer.
I had a dream. I bought Body in the Bog, and I was wearing a bow tie and serving beer.
Wow. Did you really?
Yeah. And there was a secret attic space that was carpeted in blue shag carpeting.
Audis?
That nobody knew about.
Sounds like Audis to me.
Yeah. And so I got to go up in the secret attic space and find things. Mm-hmm. So my been caught drinking since... the last podcast has been a hazelnut porter from Heretic.
Ooh.
I'm very much enjoying this Heretic invasion into Fresno.
Yeah, Heretic is full bore Fresno now.
Yeah. I haven't had any cans, though. I'm intrigued by the cans.
Do they make cans?
Yeah, they have 6 packs of Evil Twin around.
And see,
I haven't had an Evil Twin can yet.
Not a big Evil Twin fan.
But the hazelnut porter is mighty delicious.
Yeah, it is for that style, for sure.
Yeah. What else have I had lately? Went to the Goldsteins, also. Had a Saturday night out on the town. We Ubered it down to the tower.
Nice.
Had a Boardroom by Port Brewing.
Good brown.
Yeah. And the wife got a ginger snap from Two Towns Cider.
Nice.
She's been very impressed with their ciders.
Ciders are all the rage this summer.
Yeah. So Two Towns. The first one she tried was the rhubarb, which sounded not right at all, but ended up being really tasty. And they were out of that one the second time we went back. So she tried their ginger ninja. That's what it
Ginger
is.
Ninja.
Ginger Ninja.
Yeah. I don't know what I said before, but Ginger Ninja is the correct one.
Okay.
So anyways, had also, what else did I have over the weekend? Holy crap. Have been sipping on these Calm Before the Storm.
Oh.
My Ballast Point.
Yes.
That Mikey just opened up.
I love gold.
Mm-hmm. About a sixer of that one.
This is my first time having this Calm Before the Storm.
I have one in the fridge.
It is a weird aroma to me.
I got one donated to me.
There is something weird about the aroma that I can't place, but it's just like,
it's what happens when you lend somebody their bus truck.
Yeah. So the brother borrowed my bus truck, and he's all, in your fridge is a Calm Before the Storm. And I was like, when else do you need to borrow it?
Yeah. I figure I could either give him $3 in gas or $3 in beer. So. Which goes farther?
I'll take it. Well, $3 in gas in a Volkswagen, that goes pretty far.
Oh, that's true.
So what do we got in this Ballast Point Calm Before the Storm? What is in here that I am just freaking out about because I don't know what's going on?
I have no idea what I thought this beer was going to be.
It is. By the way, Calm Before the Storm, I thought, I was thinking this is...
I'm scratching the beard.
Please.
That's his beard.
Please.
The Bearded Brews beer. I'm thinking like this is a dark beer.
That's what I thought.
And everything. It is pours, looks like an IPA, or looks like a, not really an IPA.
This is less than 12 on SRM.
When I heard the name, I totally thought stout.
Yeah.
Like I thought, oh, finally, because they make Victory at Sea, which is a porter.
This is which blowing drinks me away like right now.
Bigger than any stout I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured, oh, finally they made a nice stout in a 12 ounce. Hell no, this is some kind of cream amber ale with coffee and vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what the?
It is weird.
Fuck you, Ballast Point.
Why you trick me?
No. Noble Brewing makes a similar beer called Naughty Sauce, and it's kind of like a coffee cream, light in color beer, and sometimes even on nitro, if not all times, I'm not sure, but... There are a few beers like this that exist where there would be Three Best Friends. That'd be similar.
Oh, it's a light. Three Best Friends is more brownish.
Yes, but it's still a lighter coffee.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Coffee beer.
Right. Right.
They do exist. Coffee beans are dark, but
yeah,
the essence of their flavor doesn't have to be in a dark beer.
So yeah, it's essentially Cali Creamin', but they coffeed and vanilla'd it.
Yes.
And it just works. I don't know what category to put this in, but it works.
Huh. I don't know about this.
You can't have too many, though. I will say that. As much as I like strong beers.
It's a one and done.
I think, yeah. Move along, please.
One and done.
But it is worth experiencing.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm not done.
All right.
I'm not done.
Sorry, bro.
Son of a bitch.
Sorry, bro.
Not done.
Son of a bitch.
Okay, I'm done. I'm
done.
I broke open a 2-year-old Miles Davis Bitches Brew from
Dogfish Head. Oh, 2 years.
Because I got bored and I was like, fuck it, it's here.
Wow.
Let's do it. And I was like, oh, this is awesome, but I don't remember what it tasted like fresh. So,
I was like, how's it compare?
Yeah. I think it was very heavy on the berry notes, like a dark berry mixed with a stout. I don't know if there's some spices that faded, but it was still really, really good, but really heavy and sticky, like a jam. Like I could have poured this on my toast and ate it for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Still a really good beer. And also speaking to the Whole Foods rant we had, because their selection hasn't changed, I remembered they have Oscar Blues. Old Chub.
Yeah.
In 6-pack cans. I was like, oh, shit. Where am I going to get Old Chub today? I was taking some beer to some friends tonight for a little get-together we were having. And I was like, oh, I'm supposed to bring some beer. What am I going to bring? I was like, you know what? I bet they'll like the Old Chub. You give them the Old Chub. No, I'm not.
Give me an Old Chub tonight.
So Whole Foods didn't let me down. $9.99 a 6-pack for some Oscar Blues.
Nice.
That's one thing to say for non-rotation and selection is you know it's going to be there.
Yeah.
When you go in. And so that was kind of cool. And actually, it was a hit. They liked it quite a bit.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
So nice. Success.
Success.
Is great success.
Yes.
And now I'm done.
Well, some beers to look out for. Mm-hmm. Some bottle releases, beers to look out for. Our suggestions and then our personal looking out for. Something I keep forgetting to throw out there is
I got one of those too.
Stone.
Oh.
Stone's anniversary ale.
Oh, the 19?
Yes. The 19th anniversary, the Thunderstruck IPA, which of course is a AC/DC reference, and so they use all Aussie hops and malt. It's out now. I haven't seen it in Fresno yet, but it's out. It's out in 22s and on draft. It's 8.7%, 95 IBUs.
Whoa.
Has Topaz and Galaxy hops.
Topaz? Mercury Topaz?
Yep. Oh my God.
How the hell did that happen?
Wow. Topaz night. Topaz is going to have to be worked into the show title somehow because Topaz is coming up way too much. There's also, yeah.
Mercury Topaz.
Wow. Some other things look out for.
Mikey's stuck. He can't get past this.
Topaz has rattled me, bro. We're talking about Mother Earth. Mother Earth from San Diego's.
Yeah, it's Mother Earth.
Hop Diggity Double IPA. It is made with Citra, Mosaic, and Centennial hops. 8.2%, 113 IBUs.
Woo.
It's going to be in cans.
Oh, yeah.
And draft starting
large
the cans. 24th, the week of the 24th. So coming soon. But Mother Earth, I will be looking out for that Hop Diggity.
Nice.
And Alesmith has I'm not looking out for this one. This is just a heads up for people that like Belgian style. Alesmith Decadence, a Belgian style amber, 10%.
I'm down. I'll try that.
Belgian style amber?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
I guess so. I don't care.
That's artichoke and Canadian bacon pizza beer.
So that's what I'm looking out. Anything you guys are looking out?
Yeah, I also have a missed the boat, day late to the party type of beer. Because I saw it, meant to talk about it, and something happened on the podcast. Weeks have gone
by. Something happened
to him, bro. I forgot about it. But Kern River, and this is total label buy, because the description sounds like crap. But the label is what sold me. Kern River's Shuttle Bunny.
Ooh.
It's got a white rabbit in a Volkswagen bus.
Oh, it's got a Volkswagen bus. You like it.
And I love it. But it's a double white IPA.
Ugh.
And so you got to figure, it can't go too wrong coming from Kern River and being an IPA. But the white IPA has me.
Belgian IPAs, white IPAs, Belgian whatevers.
But it's Kern River. It's Kern motherfucking River.
But society makes a Belgian IPA. It's not necessarily my favorite society beer.
Society.
That there's too many people I like hoppy wheat beers. I like hoppy ambers. I like other beer. I like coffee cream ales. I like things that go crazy. But when you start, let's make it Belgian.
Let's go crazy.
I don't care for it.
Bum, 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 bum,
I can understand a beautiful Belgian beer, but Belgians don't have to be getting into my IPAs.
Sadly, Ambers. If I see it, I'm still going to buy it from the label.
Oh, yeah. There's that.
Kelly Belik. All right. Well, we're talking about bottle releases. The big bottle release this month is, for us here anyway, is Drake's Aroma Coma.
Dracus.
Last week we had the Prieta.
Uh-huh.
Here is my last bottle of Aroma Coma.
No, here it goes.
No.
You didn't.
Open. It's done. It's over.
I love gold.
Yes. I'm pulling out the big glass.
Oops, I used my big glass.
Too much. Come on, that's at least 5. That's 10 ounce, 12 ounce, 15.
I pushed the limits. That glass going is so around big. The table.
The Aroma Take it Coma to the limit.
It's had some mixed reviews this season.
Yeah. Oh, yes. The Bell's is not
I wasn't that impressed when it was on draft. The bottle, I've had one bottle prior to this, and it was better than it was when I had it on draft. Bell's, who was really looking out for this one, was unimpressed by it. Was like, meh. He was let down.
It does seem
here we go.
It does seem like there's a few beers that Bell's has looked out for, and he's been disencouraged he's had it. But there's been a few recos that he's been overly pleased with. So
He's like in the
maybe he should stop
Buku, because he got a lot of recos for the Buku, and I was afraid like he's gonna do like the it wasn't that good. But he was actually the Buku was like, yeah, that was a good beer.
That was good.
So maybe he should stop searching for beer love. And beer love will find him.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
Bill's That's what it is. He's just looking for too much. Stop looking out for too much.
Looking for love.
This Aroma Coma, it has a great places. Aroma. This Although just, now it's faded on me.
Just such Damn a it. Beautiful beer. The nose is spot on. It's clean. It's crisp. It's hoppy. It's fresh. Mm-hmm. It's 75 IBUs right there with double dry hop. Sherman. 6.75, so it's a lower content.
It's going well. It's going better than it was on draft.
Oh. That's weird. The bottles are so different.
Yeah, but you know what? When we had at BC's, I don't know if it was just warm inside BC's or their kegs were a little bit warm.
It was warm. That's a good call. They might have been going through some beers.
Like, they've been going through those kegs so fast that those kegs were not cold yet.
Not enough time to settle. And chilled down properly. Damn it. See, the one time we go out, beer's all fucked up. So, never going out again.
Well, you do risk that if you're going to release a beer just before anybody else. There's a slight chance that you get it that day. And it could be shaken, and it could be warm.
Yeah. It's been
warmer
it's
than been you on prefer.
Three-hour truck ride.
Yeah. And
so that is one thing that's still a thing in town.
That's still a thing.
A thing for us. Time for some cheers.
Cheers.
Giving out cheers. Cheers to our patrons.
Absolutely.
Biggest cheers to our patrons who actually donate money to us every month. patreon.com/perfectpour. patreon.com/perfectpour. Or you can go to perfectpourpod.com and click on it. Actually, if you're listening to us in your iTunes app, you can actually scroll down through the show notes and actually click on the link from the show notes to Patreon, and it'll work that way too.
Or you could just give us an iTunes review.
You can do that as well. But big cheers to our patrons who help us out. And it's tremendously appreciated every week. Help us not go into severe debt, only slight debt for our beer drinking exploits. And also cheers to Anthony Bagdasarian on Facebook. I think he's a friend of the Bearded Brewers. Is it called Teabags? Sup, Teabags?
I don't know if the bags part was given to him or if he chose it himself, but he usually likes to be referred to as Tony Bags or Teabags.
Oh, okay. I see. I'd not put that together. I see Tony Bags all the time on social media. I did not put together the two.
He is a Fresno native that's escaped over to the Central Coast.
He's an Armenian name. Of course he's a Fresno native.
So,
is he related to the winery?
Ask him.
A beer brewer.
He's a relatively cool dude.
Said he's going to mill some beer for us.
Yeah.
Drop it off the beer garden.
He's good for that. He did come through, and I did try to hook him up best I could with some beer, and I did even pay for... I bought him a barrel-aged smoke chaser, and I was like, do you like smoked beers? He's like, I love smoked beers. And I was like, well, I'm buying you this barrel-aged smoke chaser. And I'm all, in return, I only ask that you bring me something just as cool. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a smoked beer, whatever. Just
Equal, you know, Coolidge.
I put not, it in your court.
Not style.
You owe me one.
Equal cool.
So.
Nice.
So hopefully he's good for it. He comes to town. He has, you know, he has the family that's here. He has the friends that get married here. He comes to town every once in a while. You know, both him and his girlfriend, they have family here. So he's well connected. But same thing. You go to the Central Coast. You look him up. He'll say, we're going here. These are what you need to have. He is your Central Coast guide.
Nice.
He'll, you know, he's a cool dude. That's cheers to him.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. Is he more connected than Vinland Farms is on the Central Coast? Tony Baggs and Vinland Farms need to battle for Central Coast.
They know each other.
Connectedness. Oh, they know each other?
And Tyler from Tyler.
Libertine.
Dude. Libertine. So those guys, as much distance as they have between them, they're pretty close.
Love that Fresno basically owns half of the Central Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Also, cheers to Draft Lines Mag for adding us to their beer podcast and YouTube shows on their Twitter feed. Sweet. So just cheers to everybody who talks about us with other people, shares us on social media. And generally just listens. It is highly appreciated. This show is meant for everyone. It's not meant for us. It's meant for everyone that listens and drinks. So this is your show too. So it is appreciated. Any help you can get us to get more coverage out there. I don't know what the hell to say it, but we just appreciate it. Any cheers you guys have?
Cheers to Beardy and the Beast. I heard there.
Oh, you listened to it?
Last episode, Golden Showers. Where it was weird hearing their show calling into our show.
Yeah, at the very end of that episode.
Yeah.
You hear them calling into our show.
Well, now let's call the perfect pour.
And then remembering hearing that voicemail of them calling into our show on our show. Cheers to the Berto. Had a loss in his family this week. Sad face. Thinking about you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
See that. Cheers to him,
Bert, man.
I do love Bert.
Been there.
Yes.
Have a beer.
If you're of a certain age, you've definitely been there. So.
Yeah. And cheers to all the patrons as well. Just like Mikey said, thanks for everyone listening, contributing, chatting, sending us cool links on our super secret page.
Super secret Facebook page. We're on all the social medias at Perfect Pour Pod. Remember that. Bearded Brewer, do you want to cheers anyone?
Yes. I have a couple of new untapped people. There is Luke Mundy from Clovis, California. I assume he's best friends with Bells.
Local.
he's from Clovis. I assume he just knows Bells.
Yeah. So,
six people.
If he was Armenian, then I would say that.
Okay.
If he was Luke Bundarian.
There's only six Armenians in Clovis.
Yeah. Bells knows all the Armenians in Clovis.
There's a couple of Brewdog people that follow me on Instagram. Brewdogs. And so there's Brewdog Matt or Matt, what's his last name? Corden. He's in Glasgow, but he is a Brewdog rep, and he follows me on the Instagrams and now the Untapped. So
nice.
Sweet.
The Brewdog.
One step closer.
The Brewdog salespeople, they're super into beer. I don't think Europe has many beer laws as United States, so they kind of they're very open with what they're drinking and where they're at, as well as they like your shit. They're like, you drink good beer, you're cool to me.
James and Martin will be on our show one day.
I think I want to angle to get them, one of them, the Brewdogs, on our show before their wedding. If they have another season, hopefully they do.
Brewdogs.
Because it's an entertaining show to watch, whether you like them or not, whether the beers they make on the show are horrid or not, which they usually sound pretty like when they're making them. Like, there's no way this beer is any good, but you know what the hell, it's fun to watch. I think maybe
super aromatic.
If we get them on, I love this. Well, he's like one of the biggest cicerones in the world. Like,
yeah,
he has reached
master level.
Yeah, master level, which is only like a six or something.
There's less than 12. Yeah,
yeah. So that's he knows how to get notes of flavor. Taste them anyway.
If you're good at test taking, you can become a certified beer server with Cicerone, the CBS.
I'll do it.
Me too. But
anything above that, I believe it's just arrogance. Any of those people that just have arrogance where they could tell you what you're thinking and what they're thinking, I think those are what the higher level Cicerones are. That's just my opinion.
Oh, bro.
I'm not that good at test taking, so I have to study and I have to think and I have to try.
Mikey, use the force.
Me neither.
But if you're one of those guys, force like, is weak I didn't me. Even fucking study for the SATs and I got a 290.
I hate those people.
You know, or whatever the good score is.
I didn't study, got the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. But so I think that's what most Cicerones are. I'm like, can you taste more than me or are you just more arrogant than me? That's my biggest question.
Are you just a better taste test taker?
Ticker. You're a better ticker. You're a better
ticker.
Right?
You're just a ticker.
He's a better ticker than me.
You're just a ticker.
That
sons of tickers.
But, you know, maybe there's shit I don't know. There's geniuses and things that, you know.
Impossible.
Yeah.
Dare you challenge the bitter brewer for knowledge.
How dare you.
Step up. Email us, perfectbrewerpodcast@gmail.com. See if you got more knowledge than bitter brewer. I bet we're never going to see one damn email.
If anything, people probably think I'm better at
straight beer. Out of Cicerone.
If anything, there's probably people that say I'm better at beer tasting and beer knowledge than I actually am, but they give me that false, like, reassurance, and I'm okay with it. Oh, that's on them. That bearded brewer guy, he knows all about beer and stuff, and you know he could work for the NASA of beer companies. And I'm like, that's cool. I don't think that way, but.
It's dried in a packet.
Packet beer.
So that's not even a rant.
That's not nothing. Well, thank you for listening to The Perfect Pour, episode 109. Thank you. Cheers to you. I would like to enjoy some sunburns as I drink more beer and fade off into the podcast sunset.
Keep on drinking.
And or Price is Right.
Da-da-da-da. Remember, folks, remember to spay and neuter your pets and not your adults.
Because it's hard to find.